WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
In the WNRN studios this morning, Nathan Moore. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm still trying to finish this song so I can sing it. The words are flying through my brain right now.
Well, maybe we'll be treated by the end of this half hour with a new song from you. That would be awesome.
I wrote it on the bus coming home last night. Was it last night? Night before last.
Where were you on this bus? Where were you coming from?
New York City to the Starlight Express. I took the shuttle that goes from Charlottesville to New York City, which, by the way, I'm happy to plug. What is it? I mean, they got wireless, they got outlets, they got blankets, they got pillows, they got bananas, apples, coffees, sandwiches.
What more could you need?
A big picture of John Lennon. I just can't even believe how nice that ride is.
So what were you doing up in New York?
I just finished a month on the road. I started in California by myself, spent a couple weeks there, and then I hooked up with my band in Florida, and then we made our way up through the Northeast, the last hurrah before the bear crawls into his cave.
Is that what happens around this time for a lot of musicians?
That's my big plan. That's my big plan. I'm really happy about it.
Well, you've got this show coming up on Friday, but I also noticed that you're doing kind of a songwriters in the round thing a little later on in December.
I guess that's still being hashed out. I'm not exactly sure who's going to be on that bill.
Oh, well, I printed out the schedule this morning, so I can tell you.
No, but somebody pulled out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oops. Well, then I won't say who's going to be on
that
one. All
right, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Well, you're going to be there, and that'll be excellent. So the most recent offering I have found on my new music shelf is this folk singer EP that you put out.
Mm-hmm. On the Royal Potato Family label out of New York City. And that's what I've been touring in support of all year, at least with my solo shows. And that's just been the beginning of a great, long-lasting relationship, it seems, working with the people there, Kevin Calabro especially. Yeah, it's really been a great year.
Well, good. Well, how about if you give us a song from that EP, and maybe those
words...
Oh, so
I shouldn't do this new song?
Well, maybe the words for the new song that you're looking for will come while you're singing this song. Is that possible, that you can be singing and forming another song at the same time?
I don't know. Let me pat my head and rub my tummy. Song of folk singer. First he didn't know, and he didn't know that he didn't know. Then he didn't know, but he knew that he didn't know. Later he knew, but he didn't know that he knew. And at last he knew, and he knew that he knew. And he was not alone. Yeah, put that on my tombstone. He rode every road, and he rode down the river, and sang every song that he sung to the lovers that leapt from the ledge and hung up in the night. He took it and shook it as he looked for the light that couldn't be shown. Yeah, put that on my tombstone. If somebody laughed, he'd second the motion. And though he defied it, believed deep in the notion that to ride the line where the sky meets the ocean, you gotta breathe in the air like it's some kind of potion. Each breath a wild wind blows. Yeah, put that on my tombstone. A boy, he fought the good fight and he fled without grieving. In small-minded rooms, he said, I believe I'll be leaving. And he hung his hat where the woman he loved knew how to take it. Enough is enough. Yeah, he was not unknown. Put that on my tombstone.
WNRN. We have some live music going on with Nathan Moore. He's going to be in concert at Mockingbird Cafe Roots Music Hall this Friday night, along with Jesse Harper, who has a solo career, but also is the lead singer of Old School Freight Train as well. We're glad to have Nathan back in the WNRN studios. You were kind of warming up to the Understanding Under song, mm-hmm. and that was really the song that really captured my attention from In His Own Worlds CD that you put out several years ago now. And I really like this new EP. Seems a little bit more philosophical. Maybe you're,
oh, it does?
You tend nice. To be. Well, I don't know. That this is the way it struck me. But I listen to a lot of music, and some people aren't philosophical at all. So.
Right.
But talk a little bit about this band. So you start off with this West Coast, on the West Coast, in support of this EP, but then you have your band, and you've talked about it before, but I need some more information about it.
We just started our website. It's at surprisemeMrDavis.com. It's sort of, in my mind, it's a super group. When when was it? Probably 99, I saw this band in California called The Slip. And I remember watching that band and feeling like I was a part of history, hearing the music they were making. I was so blown away listening to them. And I became this huge fan. And I ended up meeting them. And we really hit it off. And they liked my band at the time. And then I ended up going on the road with them as their merch guy when my band broke up. And just getting to know them better and hanging out. And now I'm on stage with them. It's me and all the members of The Slip and this guy Marco Benevento on keyboards. And it's sort of a super group. Marco plays in a band called The Duo, and he's backed up Trey and Mike from Fish. They had a little project that toured together. And now his drummer, Joe Russo from The Duo, is touring with Further, the Grateful Dead band or whatever. So Mark is sort of freed up for next year. So we sort of have got this little super group that we're doing. And it's all our own songs. Me and Brad Barr from The Slip, he's the only guy I've ever really been able to collaborate with writing songs. And we got just pocketfuls of them at this point. And it's just a really, really fun band to play with.
So do you do a lot of writing on the road with your bandmates, or
we do a lot of arranging and coming up with ways to play songs that Brad and I have written since we saw each other last, or old songs. And every now and again, when we have a day off or two, Brad and I always take advantage of that to come up with something new.
So it takes the day off to be able to.
It sort of does, yeah. And I definitely, these days when I get home, it's like the moment I get home and I start to rest, the levee just breaks, and all the stuff that's been building up on all the times that I've been traveling just comes pouring out when I get back home these days. I used to be a little bit better at riding on the road, but I used to live on the road. Now I don't.
Right. Now you live over in Swope.
Yeah.
And
it's much nicer there.
All right. Nathan Moore is my guest this morning in the WNRN studios. He's going to be playing Friday night at Mockingbird Cafe and Roots Music Hall. Well, Nathan, how about another tune for us?
All right.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I want to play like Jelly Roll Morton, ride like Waldo Emerson, sing like Odetta, say, give me liberty. Like Patrick Henry, escape like Houdini on the very last breath. I wanna fly straight as an arrow, crooked sparrow. Wanna swallow fire, wanna paint the town red. I wanna understand, understand, under, and hold the whole world up over my head. Woo! I want a dime battle, grow to the wife, catch every kind of fish. Lord, I'd give anything to play the fiddle. I want to know the recipe for every day. I want to bust some moves on the dance floor. I want to sit in the back of a debaucherous den. I want to live to be 120, tell wondrous tales to my grandchildren. Stand-up comedian, I want to start a new twist in philosophy. I want to be a cowboy and an Indian. I want to be an E.E. Cummings apostrophe. I want to be fluent in every language. I want to be a painter, the next Abby Hoffman. I want to be the mayor of my hometown in the Blue Ridge Mountains. I got to get there more often. I want to take the plunge to the depths of madness. I want to sit in a clear like a Buddhist monk. I want to turn the tables like Jesus. I want to cross all borders in a smuggler's trunk. I want to write code like a rogue programmer. I want to sell potions on the side of the street. I want to survive some grisly summer, learning which bear is safety. Ooh. And I want to do tricks in a biplane smoking, be able to fix anything that gets broken. I want to hang on when the question is spoken. I want to let go when the wind is blowing. I want a light bulb to go off in my head like Edison. I want to get my brain around what Einstein said. I want to understand, hold the whole world up over my head. I want to understand, hold the whole world up over my head. I want to understand, hold the whole world.
WNRN live music with Nathan Moore on this Wednesday morning. Nathan is going to be playing at Mockingbird Cafe and Roots Music Hall in Stanton on Friday, along with Jesse Harper, who is going to be there doing some solo music, but he is also well known as the lead singer for Old School Freight Train. And glad to have Nathan back in the WNRN studios. Last time around, you were mentioning this morning you came in, I guess, right after the spring drive when we were all full of boxes and bags and CDs and fashion items and the like. How did that show go at Blackfriar Theater that you did with Devin? Was it a good show?
It was really great. Yeah. It was a pretty elaborate production from my end. A lot different than this Friday. It's going to be very minimalistic this Friday compared to that. We ended up doing almost a one-act folk opera.
You and Devin?
No, Devin. Devin was, she brought a friend or two that played with her, so it wasn't just her, but she wasn't in my cast for my little folk opera. But it's Blackfriars Theater.
There you go. That's right.
It was great. But definitely from, I mean, and then after that, I discovered, you know, the studio where I made Folk Singer was same place, same guy that Devin and Paul have worked with, and moved his studio to Charlottesville this year. Dog something. It was Greenwood Studios when I worked there.
Jeff Romano.
Jeff
Romano.
Yeah, just look him up.
Okay.
But, the basic point was just the community that's growing, and a lot of things came out of that Blackfriars show, and meeting Devin and everything's been great.
Well, good. I hope that you will be able to do some other shows with her. I actually haven't seen her on the schedule in this area.
She's playing in Europe a lot, and it's all over the map. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, last time I interviewed her, she talked about working with B.J. Cole. I was like, Oh, girl, you've got it going on.
Yeah, big time.
So you were talking about earlier that when you come off the road, you just kind of want to go into hibernation like a bear for, I guess, a couple of months. But when you come out of that hibernation, do you have some shows ready for you in the new year?
Yeah, the Surprise Me, Mr. Davis has already blocked off our 2010. And I know that Karen and my personal booking agent are already mapping it out, already booking next year. So, yeah.
So it's happening.
It's happening. It's on.
That's good. So when you're in this hibernation period, is that the time where you do writing for yourself? As you were saying, you kind of the dam breaks, the levee breaks, so to speak. So you're already in that mode?
Right. I hope to emerge. I mean, I always do, but I definitely hope to emerge this spring a little different. It's like a bear / butterfly kind of thing, like going into my cocoon. And I'm really looking forward to. The wheels are already turning. I have a lot of plans. I have a lot of ideas for songs I'd like to write and directions I would like to go and some magic tricks I'd like to build. And
awesome.
It's hard. I was trying to think. I'm trying to become the world's first sleight of hand musician at my solo shows. And even Davis does some magic. I was doing a dancing cane magic solo during one of our funk jams this last run. I got some cool ideas of things I want to construct this winter in terms of that side of myself too.
Right.
I could spend a lot longer than I'm going to get just whittling, just woodshedding, just playing and writing, and I'm really happy doing that. I could do it. I could take a couple of years off really, but I know life's not going to afford me that luxury, which is probably for the best.
Well, Nathan, one more tune, new or not
new? All
right,
I think I finished it.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Not saying it's done, but you know me. Something borrowed, something new. All right, brand new right here from WNRN Studios. I know what I'm going to do. I know where I'm going to go. I'm coming home to you. Gonna lie around hoping it snows. Taking the Starlight Express out of here. Cup of soup, side of fries to go. One more city song, one more cold beer before I lie around. Oh. Then it snows. Wise saying that I just came up with. You can plant what you harvest long after it grows. Sometimes the best thing you can do is rest. I'm gonna lie around. Oh. Then it snows. Yeah, I'm gonna lie around. just hoping it snows.
WNRN, Nathan Moore with his newly minted song. You have a title for it?
Still need some work. There's some loose screws in there. I could feel it rattling a little bit, but it's not bad.
Do you have a title?
No.
I could give it one. Hoping it snows.
There you go.
All right. Well, Nathan, always a pleasure to have you here, and I'm really looking forward to being back at the Mockingbird this Friday and get to see you and Jesse Harper. Last time Jesse was in studio, he talked a lot about how much he likes Randy Newman, so you might have an idea of some of his tastes. And actually, we're going to play the Superstition cover that Old School Freight Train does, but they also did Louisiana 1927 as well before Katrina. When everyone started doing that song. But looking forward to seeing both you and Jesse on Friday. So thanks again for coming in to the WNRN studios.